Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The hell? Turn that off, bud. It's driving. That's Pastor Reddick's theme.
Right, you told me to play it.
You don't take orders from him. You take them from me.
He's a man of God.
Well, so what if he's a man? He ain't a man of God. The guy's, he's a psycho of God is what he is.
Boy, yeah, you told me to play it, I'm playing.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you go to work for him, man?
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. You're not going to be on the air no more.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to be on the air. After tomorrow night, I'm not on the air. What are you going to do? By the way, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go work for Premier Radio Network. I'm going to be assistant to some people and stuff.
Doing what?
I'm going to learn about the radio business.
You ain't going to learn about the radio business here. Oh, wait. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, look at it. He's writing it down. I love how you scribble everything down.
That's right. I'm writing it all down.
Writing it all down? Then what are you going to do?
Report it.
To who?
I'm not going to say.
Who are you going to report it to?
I'm not going to say.
Well, I don't give a crap, man. My last show is tomorrow night.
Why do you hate people? You hate people.
I don't hate people, man. I don't hate people. I love everybody.
I don't hate people, man. I love everybody.
You know, I ought to smack you.
Yeah, that's all, your only answer to it is to smack people. You can't argue. You can't argue out with me.
Argue out with you?
You can't argue the point. All you do is hit me.
Because you're a jackball and an idiot. And the stuff you says, the stuff you say.
The stuff you say. Oh, okay, okay, Mr. Ebonic.
And you're a racist. And everything else. But I love you, man. I love everybody. Just if you want to learn the radio business, I could teach you that.
Yeah, well, I've been sitting here for 3 years. I never learned nothing.
That's because you don't pay attention, man. You're always on the phone to David G trying to get me in trouble with that freaking Empire Strikes Back music. In any event, ladies and gentlemen, our last broadcast will be tomorrow night, the 23rd of June. 16 years, baby. Yep. 16 long years. It all started one day back in 1990. I was on my... It all started one day back in 1990. I was on...
See, I can do stuff.
But seriously, man, if you do that again, I'll break your hands, all right? Now, just don't do anything else. I... Oh, man. In any event, it all started 1990. And today, I can proudly say... All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're saying goodbye to a great many people who have been with us for a long time. Some folks haven't been with us for that long at all. But our radio show sort of represented a departure from the typical spoken word kind of radio show on commercial radio. Now, I know that... Well, no, I actually think on any kind of radio. Okay, Dickman, come here.
I was just a joke! Ow! 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 It didn't hurt. That did.
Yeah. Kind of a departure. Give me a raspberry, man. I'm trying to say some stuff here. Anyway, who cares? 1-800-449-8686. So tomorrow night, and don't forget that the website is available for you and available to you, www.philhendryshow.com. I'm having a kind of a meeting this weekend to further organize it. We're taking your email, your contact information, and I've got a prize to give away tonight that we didn't give away last night, and we're going to do it with another trivia question. The only problem is I don't have copies of the trivia questions that we did. Do you have a maybe if you got a copy on your computer, Michelle, you don't? Well, we'll think of one. During the next break, we'll think of a good question, and then we'll ask a question, and it's going to be a hard one, but we have one final promotional poster from the show, and it is the Phil Hendry Show. It shows me washing the car that's on the website, and underneath it says Savvy. With a question mark. So we'll give that away tonight. And I think that's about all we have. All the other stuff that we've got, we want to take home or just throw in a garbage can. And I haven't decided which is going where. After tomorrow night, we will be available, as I mentioned, on our website. We'll be, you know, archiving continually full shows, short bits, short clips, everything. So it will be our way of staying in touch with you. You can stay in touch with us. We will also have a live stream of live stream a radio show continuously. And Bobby Dooley doesn't own a business. It's what kind of business her husband owns. But we'll think of a question, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Jim, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, they got their radios turned up. Have you told these folks to crank them down? Stephanie, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks.
I just wanted to thank you for all your years of humor. They got me through some rough patches.
Tell me one of the rough patches.
You know, loss of loved ones and that sort of thing.
People died?
Oh, well, yeah.
Did any of them die listening to the show?
I surely hope not.
Well, in a way, it would be a nice way to go out.
It'd be a good way for me to go out.
Well, now, so they were family, as in husband, son, wife, what, you know? Mom,
well,
dad?
Lots of my own. I had a, like, a miscarriage type of thing.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
But you brightened every day, even on the worst, and I really thank you, and I hope to hear a lot more in other ways from you, and I know I will.
Well, we'll try, and that's really cool that we could, you know, bring some happiness to you.
Oh,
everything
absolutely.
Okay now? Everything cool now?
I just love you.
Yeah, thanks. Where are you calling from tonight?
Clearwater, Florida.
Cool. Very cool. Nice
yes.
folks there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Stephanie. I, you know, hope things are going cool with you now. And
oh,
and
they're much better.
Do you
thank
have other
you.
Children? You,
no.
Okay. All right.
Maybe in the future.
Great question.
Shut up, man. I hope that your days are filled with laughter. It
oh,
really is.
I'm
a, you know, they
be.
Say that laughter heals, you know. And
you got it.
In fact, didn't you have a hemorrhoid once, Bud, to clear it up right after you heard a joke?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so, see, it does heal, and it does. It actually, and, you know, today I was watching a movie, I don't know what, I was laughing so hard I began to cough. I always, from the time I was a kid, I cough after I laugh. I mean, I cough up phlegm. I remember coming in from the playground as a kid after laughing hard, and for some reason that feels really good, just hocking up freaking thick phlegm and hocking it onto the ceiling.
What a retard.
It's great. It's great. Okay,
it's
hon.
It's cathartic.
It's cathartic, yeah. It's better than what Bud does, which is just pinch one off. Okay, well, thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, I love
all right,
you.
I love you, too. Thank
thanks,
you. I
bye.
Mean, I really do, in a very sort of atmospheric sense, I guess, a commonality sense kind of thing, whatever. All right, our number, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to give away that poster. I'm going to take a break. We'll come up with a trivia question, and we'll take some more phone calls, and we have a flashback, which we'll play for you. We had our last flashback night on Tuesday night, but we're still playing individual flashback requests. This will be our second to the last one tonight. Tomorrow night, our last one, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I will smother that boy in a pair of D-cups.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to get on the line here, Steve Bozell, who is going to ask the trivia question, and we're also about to get that freaking auction out of here, will you, bud? Pastor Rennick is long gone, man. We're going to ask, have him ask the trivia question since it has to do with him, and then we'll play our flashback. Steve, you there? Steve?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, it sounds like you're at the pond out there.
Yeah, it's a small pond, and I've got to be on my property.
Okay, did you want to ask this question?
I felt it, that I should have done, because...
Well, it has to do with you.
Yeah, I felt that I would, because it has to do with me. So I would like to do that, because it has to do with me, and I don't want anyone to take advantage of the situation, you know, to try to take me down, you know. Figuratively bend me over or anything like that.
No, I understand. Look, nobody's going to try to do that. Just tell me what the question is.
All right. The trivia question has to do with me. My name is Steve Bozell. I'm a construction contractor in Corona, California. But at one time, my name was actually Steve Warnell, and I hosted my own Saturday night show in this city. And I actually had a fan club.
All right. Well, look, are you going to break up?
What? Can I take a moment?
Take a moment.
Well, I am old. I had my own fan club.
All right. Your name used to be Steve Warnell in this city, and you hosted your own Saturday night show.
That is correct, yes. In what city was that? And it was also the city where you actually met me for the very first time, but my name was Steve Warnell.
All right. The trivia question is, in what city did Steve Bozell used to be? Is that a frog I hear?
Yeah, I've got him around here. I just feel peaceful sitting here.
Yeah, okay. In what city was Steve Bozell known as Steve Warnell and hosted his own Saturday night show? So that's our trivia question. And get the right answer on that one. I'm going to put you on hold, Steve.
Well, now that's not my understanding.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold, Steve.
Well, according to...
Yeah. All right. So if you get that right, you win the poster that's the Phil Hendry Show Savvy poster. at 1-800-449-8686. In what city was Steve Bozell, once known as Steve Warnell, and he hosted his own Saturday night show on a radio station in Atlanta? All right, our flashback. This is a request from Conrad. It says, hey, Phil, before you get off the air, please play the bit which hooked me several years ago. The bit involved Lloyd Bonafide teaching his grandson gun safety by having a loaded weapon somewhere in the house, but he's not sure where it is. Thanks and best of luck, Conrad. Here it is, Lloyd Bonafide and guns in the household.
I'm a 16-year veteran of the Korean War and the Marine Corps. I have two Purple Hearts and a Silver Star.
The Korean War only lasted 3 years, my friend.
You didn't listen. I said a 16-year veteran of the Marine Corps.
You said of the Korean War.
He said the Marine Corps.
I don't know what this fellow's name is.
My name is Lloyd Bonafide.
Okay, then why don't you just listen, Lloyd?
I'm listening, but I used...
Quit interrupting.
Never mind. Just let the man finish.
Everything you said about the guns, I have guns. I'm an avid gun man. I'm a shooter. I have three grown children.
What rank were you
What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
I was a chief petty officer.
I don't care if you were a chief swabby. Why don't you just listen?
The Corps, Mr. Henry, they got a for the Navy.
I understand all about it. Let the man talk.
This man needs... Why don't you go to the Veterans Hospital? You need help, pal.
Oh, I got to go to the Veterans Hospital because I believe in the Constitution of keeping a gun around?
Well, then why don't you believe in a little courtesy and give me an opportunity to talk?
Very good point.
Okay? Why don't you extend a little courtesy?
I just feel I only have to listen if you outrank me.
Oh, come on, will you? Go ahead. I'm going to put him on hold. He's on hold. Go ahead, sir. He's on hold.
Everything this man has said,
yeah,
up until the point of owning guns, which is nice. It's a constitutional right.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that right.
Of course.
We all went to war. We used weapons for war, for protection of our country, of
other people's country,
of other people's rights.
Very true.
When we come home and I got out, I became a very good and strong owner of guns.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children, grown, mm-hmm, four grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of my children were taught how to handle
a gun. All right, now I want to jump in.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second, hold on.
I want to jump in and say something right now.
Wait a minute, I thought you were on hold.
I fought my way out of hold. See, that's the kind of soldier. I could fight my way off of a hold button.
Now you're a soldier. You went from a sailor to a soldier.
Let me tell you something, right?
What do you mean you fought your way out of hold? I had you on hold.
And I fought my way out.
Well.
Hey, Mike, are you screwing around with me? Put the guy on hold, will you please?
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
Let me continue.
I fought my way out of hold.
Let me continue, please.
Yes.
All of my children were taught gun safety. They were taught, and I have had loaded guns in my house. I know where everyone's at.
Right.
They are under my attention, my wife's attention, and my grown children's attention.
Right.
My grandchildren were taken out to the range.
I got out of hold again.
They were taught gun safety. They were taught intelligently.
When
he says that he put a unloaded gun up to his child's head, five years old,
right,
and pulled the trigger, he lost me. The man is sick.
That's insanity, and that's the kind of...
You're calling me insane? So I just fought my way out of hold again.
Why don't he tell how he taught his child gun safety instead of gun fear?
Gun safety?
Yeah, gun safety, mister, gun handling.
We clean the weapon with a bullet in the chamber.
Well,
you call that gun safety?
Mister, because
you
know you're supposed mister. To.
Number one, I'm going to tell you this. I don't believe you were in this. I don't believe you were in any military service.
How dare you?
I don't believe that you were in any military service. I don't believe that you were in Korea. And I don't believe that you are a sane
I was honorably
person.
Discharged at San Diego, California.
I think that you
California.
Need help.
I was
you
honorably
need
discharged.
Help.
Mister, I was honorably discharged
Mister,
at San Diego.
You need help.
In Seattle,
I don't care
Washington.
If you got the Congressional Medal of Honor. You need help.
I think putting a loaded...
I don't put a loaded gun.
I'll tell you.
My daddy put a gun to my head. I did it to my son, and he does it to his.
Well, then your whole family is bonkers.
Is nuts, okay?
You got that right.
And what do you think about me fighting my way out of the hold button?
Well, I don't think much of you fighting anything.
Okay. Thank you very much. You made a very good point, sir.
Yeah, I fought my way off.
I want to talk to the talk show.
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
I appreciate the fact that you've taken my call.
I appreciate your comments.
And I guarantee you that all gun owners in this country do not feel like this man does. Gun owners in this country do not teach in gun safety.
Put me on hold one more time and see me
all
fight my way off the hold.
All people in this country don't put fear into their grandchildren.
I'm putting them on hold right now. Go ahead,
All gun owners in this country are sane people. They're people that get a hold of guns is because of people like this guy.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
And I thank you for the
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. That's a very, very old flashback. I think it's from like 98 or 97 because you can hear that compression. And you
what's that?
And never mind. It's technical. And that's the first time Bud ever fought his way off a hold. I mean, not Bud. Whatever that guy. Lloyd.
Boy, you don't even know.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill somebody. Shut up, man. All of a sudden, you're getting kind of bold, man. Two nights I got left on the air. You're all of a sudden just, just talking anytime you want to, huh? I'm going to take that microphone away from you.
I'll just get another one.
Oh, really? What, are you going to run down to the store, to the microphone store, and buy another one and plug it in? All right, our trivia question was, well, let's get Steve back on the line here. Steven?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm sorry, I was kind of lost in thought.
Around your pond?
Yeah, well, I guess you think that's gay, then. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, I do not think it's gay.
I was skipping some stones, and I was lost in thought. I mean, is that...
No, it's fine.
Well, you're pausing as if, well, yeah, kind of gay. All right, fine. Doesn't matter to me.
All right, what was the trivia question so I can move on? I got more crybabies around me tonight.
I'm not trying to cry. I just want to tell you.
Just what's the trivia question?
Okay, what was the city where I was known as Steve Warnell? And I hosted my own Saturday night show. Forget it.
God. All right. What was the city where he was known as Steve Warnell and he hosted his own Saturday night show? Chris is in Arkansas, right, Chris?
That's right.
All right, brother. What city are you in, man?
I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas, northeast Arkansas, about 60 miles from Memphis, Tennessee.
Cool. And do you have the answer to the question?
I believe the answer is Atlanta.
Atlanta, GA, yeah, in 1992, where he was Steve Warnell. So... we got all your information on how you're going to get the poster and everything?
Sure do.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, Phil. Great show.
Thanks. Bye. Well, that was kind of boring. No, that was fun. It was really great. And that's all we have to give away. I do have some people will be checking in tonight. I know a lot of folks are going to be saying goodbye for good. So we'll be hearing from them this evening. We'll be hearing from them last night. And it's a moment. I won't pretend that it's not significant to me, but I this may be difficult to understand, but it's something that is due. In other words, there's nowhere else to go with this radio show. There's no higher I can go with this show as a radio show. There is no there's no better way to promote it, and the reason for that is simply that the radio industry is not ready for it, and I don't want to keep fighting it. I want to go someplace where it's going to be just, well, it may not be easier, but it pays better. And I'll miss radio, doing radio. I don't know that I'm going to miss listening to it, but I'm definitely going to miss broadcasting it and doing this show, because I've heard all kinds of radio shows, and this radio show is a synthesis of all of them. There isn't a radio show on today that you can listen to that isn't perfectly synthesized and satirized in our show. That's why nobody can really satirize our show, because our show is the perfect satirization of every other show, whether it's Comb Over, Romy, Rush, Opie and Anthony, whoever. So there's that. Either I listen to old tapes of my show, or I just don't listen to the radio, or I get satellite and listen to the 70s channel a lot, and maybe Fox News. I'm not sure. We'll be back with some phone calls on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, we were going to have Harvey Wireman on, but that was his intro music, but apparently we've lost him. And what time is it, Bud?
9:30.
All right, he usually has his, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, but he has made it very clear to me and everyone, all of the radio shows and all of the television shows that he is on, he makes it very clear that at 8 o'clock, he has his post-dinner bowel movement, and he's not to be disturbed, but it's 9:30.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Mr. Wireman, are you there?
Hello, I'm Harvey Wireman, and I first met Phil Hendry in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Is this a tape?
In Minneapolis, Minnesota, my name was Walter Flowers, believe it or not, but I came to be a part of the Phil Hendry program, and as I changed my personality, I changed a lot of things on how I look at life. I was in the United States Marine Corps, but I used to be a sort of liberal lawyer from Indiana. But now I hope the ragheads die. And I don't care what anyone in the Democratic Party or the left thinks. Now, just because I may agree with Mr. Hendry on that doesn't mean that I like him either. Yes, Mr. Hendry is right. I do, at 8 o'clock every night, have a bowel movement. Thank God for it, too. Because it has to. If it's not at 8 o'clock, it never happens. I've got a daughter and a granddaughter, and I live in San Marino, California. I'm wealthy. My wife died 7 years ago, and I date strippers. I'm Harvey Wireman, and this has been a Phil Hendry show moment.
Brother.
Ain't that what you wanted?
It sounded like it was taped. I thought that was live.
It was. Hey, Harvey.
What do you want?
Tell Phil's live.
Yeah, it was live. I read from a script.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you done now?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Show moment. All right, Phil Hendry show. Let's go to some phone calls here. Jeff is in North Carolina. Hiya, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
How you doing, brother?
Good, man.
Good.
Yeah, this is an honor.
Well, thanks for calling us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. And all of those things that are necessary to have a radio show. Got to have somebody listening to it.
Yeah, between me and my brothers, we're just
those are the two that we've got. Are you upset? Really? Do you feel suicidal?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'd like to encourage, I would, if anybody is feeling suicidal over our program going off the air, I would like to encourage them to go ahead with it. Just, you know,
well,
I don't know.
You know, we thought about it, but, you know, we can't get through a single conversation without some sort of show reference, something.
What's the most common?
Infiltrating the show somehow.
Really? How old are you guys, first of all?
I'm 30. Little brother's in the 20s, you know. And
now,
we even got my dad into this, which is amazing.
What? Give me a show reference that you guys throw into conversation.
Oh, man. It just, you know, anytime we call up and there's a funny background noise or a, there must be 5-10 belches per phone call. we like to, you know, every single time I hang up with Jason, I say, haul out. I'm sorry.
All of that bullcrap, right. Great. That's what we've contributed to the culture at large.
Yeah.
Haul out and belching during very, very tender moments.
And you know what? It's never going to stop.
No, it can't. It must go on. Somebody's got to just sort of, you know, we're going to get through this, man, these rare patches of history, so long as someone is there to belch right at the end of a, you know, a very important statement, yeah. Like one of these, the president will just... And that's what I think. Belch. Okay, fine. Okay, yeah. Jeff, you're kind to call. I appreciate it very much.
We love you, Phil, man. This is, I got to go to Game 7 Stanley Cup on Monday and get to talk to you on Thursday.
Dude,
Hurricanes,
huh?
One of the best weeks of my life now.
Well, good luck. Is the Stanley Cup over? Because I'm not really a hockey...
It is over, and Carolina took it, and it was
cool.
Beautiful.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into hockey, but I do know the history of the Carolina Hurricanes. They used to be the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah, we stole them.
And then before that, they were the New England Whalers.
That's before my time.
New England Whalers were in the World Hockey Association back in the 70s, and they were based out of Boston, and the WHA is where Wayne Gretzky started. See, I know all that stuff. I just can't sit through a game, that's all.
Right.
Who cares, man? Being in Carolina is better. They got more freaking hockey teams up there in the Northeast. They know what to do with.
Yeah, we represented.
That's cool. That's very cool. Congratulations on that, brother. And thanks for calling us.
Haul out.
All right, man. God, man, I am. Did you know the Carolina won the Stanley Cup? I am completely like hockey is gone from my consciousness. Just gone. I was so into it, man. When the Kings first year, you know, I was a Kings fan. And, of course, I grew up a Dodger fan. My primary team was the Dodgers. I dug the Rams. The Lakers, I was very into the Lakers from the time I was a kid all the way on through my adulthood. I don't know what it is. I think it had something to do with the fact that I had the measles once, and the only thing I had to do was lay in bed and read the sports page, and it just happened to be the NBA playoffs. But hockey? Man. Weren't the Anaheim Amigos, what's the name of that team? The Ducks? They were in it once, weren't they? And they had the Stanley Cup down in a strip mall in Anaheim, and guys were butting cigarettes in it. They didn't know what it was there for. There was a lady looking for the handle. Is this the water fountain? Because I don't know, you idiot. It's the Stanley Cup. Whose? That's it. I really believe in my heart of hearts that the people of Canada have had their great sport turned into a joke down here. I mean, it was cool when it was, like, just Canada. Wasn't it just Canada? Have, you know, Canada and maybe a couple of American teams. It's a beautiful thing. But now you cats don't want to have your Stan Cup or whatever the hell you call it down here with a guy putting a butt out in it or throwing his scratch off that didn't win him any money. He's tossing that in there. You look at a Stanley Cup, there's three straw wrappers, two scratch offs, a cigarette butt, and, oh, geez, look at that. You got it.
A rubber.
All right. What's in the Stanley Cup today? Let's go over here now to Mary, and Mary is in Tampa, FLA. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Phil. My name's actually Jack. I had to pretend I was a girl to get on.
Oh, really? Well, hold on for a minute, okay? Because I got a testosterone test. I'm not going to hang up. Okay, hold on. What a jackball. I want to talk to this guy, Brett. Brett, how you doing, brother?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good, man. Now, where are you? You're up in Minnesota, huh?
Yep, Minneapolis.
The Twin Cities, cool.
Yep, I was listening to you when you were up here and enjoyed every minute of it.
Thanks, Brett, I appreciate it.
Shared it with as many as I could, and I'm going to miss you.
Hey, did you hear the question? Did you hear Harvey Wireman say he was first Walter Flowers in Minneapolis?
I remember Walter Flowers.
Yeah. So now, let me ask you a question. What do you think of these freaking coonheads with this Stanley Cup down there in Carolina? Oh. I'm joking. It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's good.
So you guys still all kind of cold and slow up there, or what's...
Actually, we got a lot of...
I'm just kidding around.
I remember the Norwegian one. How stupid Norwegians were. You had a show with the German doctor.
Oh, a German doctor?
It was excellent.
Yeah, how dumb Norwegians were.
Oh, one guy called in and thought if he hung on, he could stop you from getting other phone calls.
Are you kidding? I don't remember that show at all.
I should send the bit to you. I've got a lot of...
That would be a very cool thing. But I don't know where he mails it now. Can you MP3 it to us?
Yes.
If you MP3 it to phs@philhenryshow.com...
Okay.
That would be... and we'll give you credit on the website and everything, man. I mean, we try to credit everybody that gets this material. But yeah, I'm really missing... I'm missing a lot of Miami stuff, but I'm missing a lot of really quality Minneapolis stuff, and I would say I'm missing quality Atlanta stuff, but we didn't have any. No, I'm kidding. We had a couple things. But, yeah, Minneapolis, that would be great.
Yeah, I've got, in fact, I've got entire shows. You're more than welcome to have them.
You know, Minneapolis was a place where the show really began to take it off. Or you can send it to Michelle. And if I put you on hold, Michelle will talk to you and tell you where to send it. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's very cool of you, man. I appreciate it.
You're well, anytime.
Okay, Brett, hold on. There's Brett. He's in the Twin Cities. And this is the Phil Hendry Show. We're taking calls from folks. We're saying goodbye to you and giving the opportunity to call up and wrap with us because ordinarily we're just about doing shtick. But as we're going off the air tomorrow night, our last show tomorrow night, I had a guy call. I swear to God, last hour, a guy called. He said, is Phil really going off tomorrow night? And he didn't know it was me because I'm making up a voice. Oh, yes, sir, he is. The guy goes, I don't believe it. Well, Mr. Henry's been saying it for 2 months. Yeah, but I thought he was kidding. He's really, you know, yes, sir, he's going off tomorrow night. Oh, my sweet, feathery, loving Lord. And everything that I've taken out of the tackle box. Are you sure? Yes, sir. Oh, I don't know what I'm, you know, so the cat was, I knew there were going to be one or two. He goes, I still don't know whether he does the voices or what it is. And then I've said, okay, I'll put you on hold right now. Hold on for Dr. Warm, and he'll be with you. All right, we'll be breaking, and then we'll be back. Don't forget our website, www.philhenryshow.com.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Against Ireland is the paradigm of the four. Yes, my name is Mavis Leonard, and this is a Phil Henry Show moment. You are listening to the theme to Yoda from Empire Strike Back. I love this music. This is the theme music that I love so very much. I love Yoda because, you know, he's what I'm all about.
Yeah, you said you love Yoda Chalmers.
Shut up, I'm on the radio right now.
You said Yoda Chalmers.
I never said Yoda Chalmers.
The hell of that?
That's my nephew, Robert. I wanted to say that I first met Phil Henry in Miami, Florida, and that was in 1996. At that time, I did not live with my nephew, Robert.
I want you an animal planner right now. You want me to get you cracking?
I don't want no cracker right now. I'm on the radio. I'm saying I'm on the radio. God damn, you are dumb. You know, you better make black people look bad. You the very man make black people look bad.
You don't want to love Yoda.
I love Yoda. What's that got to do with anything?
The white man.
Oh, man. You are not going to believe my nephew just said I'm in love with Yoda. And he said Yoda a white man. Yoda ain't a white man. Yoda not a black man. Yoda like a green pen. Oh, God almighty. I hate you so much for saying that. I'm Mavis Leonard, and this is Phil Henry Show Moment.
Yoda a white man.
Yoda is not a white man. I can ask the people out there right now. Now, agree with me.
What, are you a green man?
He ain't a man. He's not even a man. He's like a gremlin.
Thank you very much, Mavis and Robert there. I'm in love with Yoda. You're in love with a white man. Not in love with a white man. Yoda not white. Yoda's what I'm all about. Mavis. Michelle Hernandez is producing this evening from our screening room, and I love it when a woman gives you that kind of, she's her head's down, but she gives you that look up as if to say, sheesh. She's given us that real, boy, are you guys dorks tonight look. She's leaning her head down. She wants out of here so bad. And I don't blame you. She's got two very beautiful daughters to go home to. And what have I got to go home to? Nothing. Just home to my little townhouse. Yeah. See, I live alone. A lot of people don't know that about me. Yes, I live alone. But it wasn't always like that. Oh, sure, I come in here and I make you laugh and I make you happy, but there are tears behind this clown. Yes, tears behind this clown. And when I go home at night, I look into the mirror. I look into the mirror and I stare deep into my own eyes and I say these things. Why did you do that?
I needed it.
What needed it?
The show.
Turn that off. I'm in the middle of a freaking romantic thing and you're playing fart noises?
It needed a little pick-me-up.
Oh, man.
Believe me, you'll thank me.
I'll thank you, huh?
Yeah. I'll add, years ago when I was living alone in a townhouse, and please don't hit me, not the face. I've got a photo shoot tomorrow morning. Phil, no. Ow!
Photo shoot. Be right back. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
My name is R.C. Collins, and I first met Phil Henry in Palm Springs, California in 1983. Well, that was the first time. Then I also seen him again in Los Angeles in 1988. Well, then I met him in Miami, and then I really met him again in Los Angeles, and at that time I was fully goth. I was goth, and my friend was Chris Sorensen. Well, my mother was an alcoholic. My dad put me in military academy, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm R.C. Collins. This is a Phil Henry Show moment. I love this song by Ozzy called I Don't Know. You know what it's about? It's about me before I went to Bradley Military Academy. I don't know! No, 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 no.
Kid's sick. Here's Laura. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing, Laura?
Good. Cool. I just want to tell you that you're the only person that's ever really gotten me to laugh. Ever.
Serious.
And you're leaving me heartbroken. But
is it true that women just fall for guys that can make them laugh? Or
well,
certain women?
Yeah, I guess so. But I wanted to also say that, you know how you keep saying that some of your fans probably think it's a joke. And
yeah.
That it's not, and I want to tell you it's okay if you come back. It's totally okay. I know that you're saying never again. I'm telling you it's okay if you do come back.
You know what? It takes such a change in this business for me to come back. You know, it's 33 years. And I've seen everything, man. But it's like, even 33 years later, you know, when you do a show that's heavy in content, radio is still all about, like, playing commercials. So it's very cool of you to say that, and maybe someday. But I hope
Please
you guys
someday.
Will stay in touch with me through my website and the other things that we're going to get into.
Love you, Phil.
I love you, too. And I thank
love
you very
you.
Much for calling tonight. Thanks.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Last night, last broadcast, tomorrow night of The Phil Hendry Show.
Collins. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.